Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Tony Duncan is a member of the coalition to stop the proposed tax hike. He ain't calling it no fair tax amendment. Now, yesterday at this time, we did have the people that do. But now here's the other side of that. Tomorrow, we'll ask both of them to join us. The coalition to stop that tax hike amendment that you have voted on or will have the chance to vote on. Hi, Tony. Thanks for joining us.
John, thank you so much for having me onto your show.
What's the biggest problem with this?
Well, first off, let me just tell you, John, I'm a small business owner. I've owned small businesses, operated small businesses for over 30 years. You know, I grew up in Rogers Park and just outside of Chicago and Evanston. And, you know, I spent my entire adult life trying to give other people opportunities to build meaningful careers where income opportunities were a little scarce. And right now, I'll tell you this, I'm very scared with the way that this is going. I'm very scared of what can happen once they're given an opportunity to have a graduated system. I mean, a graduated tax system gives them more power, and we can't allow Springfield politicians more power.
I'll tell you what they say when they say that. They say, look, it wouldn't be in a politician's interest. It would be political suicide for a politician to say, and I think this is what you're referring to, now let's tax the people that are making less than $250,000 even more. The idea that the rates would graduate downward instead of upward is silly because no politician is going to do that. They wouldn't get reelected if they did that.
Well, it's a little strange in that we have to understand that they've hiked the tax on this twice in the last 10 years. So these are working class people. These are people who have been really straddled with debt and with way too much taxes to start with. And, you know, this creates the ability not only to raise the taxes, but to create and change those tax brackets whenever they want. And they're coming for the middle class next. When everyone leaves this state due to another tax hike, where are they going from there? Where are they going to find the money they need?
I don't know the answer to that.
I'm telling you right now, John, they're coming for us.
Here's how, and they're going to get you, Tony. Here's the problem. If we don't shift the burden of this and pick up that extra $3 billion from the 3% of the wealthiest among us, they'll raise the tax on everybody anyway. We'll go from 5 to 6%. They can do that now. They'll have to do it now if we don't ask the richest to pay more.
You know, and that's the biggest red herring of this whole thing, John, is that we're not voting on that. What we're specifically voting on is the ability for them to graduate the taxes, to be able to choose how much they're going to charge whatever group they want, however much they want. If they were serious, John, about the actual tax amounts and the percentages, that would have been baked into the amendment. But they're not. You know, this is just about the power to change the tax system, and they can change their minds on any of these brackets and amounts the day after it's voted in.
Well, that's going to be part of the result of it, but they're not doing this in a vacuum, right, Tony? We do need the money, don't we?
It's so important that we point this out, John, is that we need to be better with how we're spending the money. The budget is not what we're talking about, and it's not what we're voting for.
Do you think that if we do this, they'll raise the taxes on people's, or they'll tax people's retirement income?
So that's a really important question, John, because every single state that there's a graduated tax, there's also a graduated tax in place for retirees.
Okay, and I brought it up, but they insist that that's not even possible as a result of this. That sure, sure, there's a slippery slope. You know, we did that, now we can do this. But this amendment does not allow you to tax people's retirement income. In fact, the Constitution does not allow for that.
And it's so important to point out that this vote is to change the Constitution.
Not that way, though, but not that way. But this amendment does not change that part of the Constitution.
Well, so this amendment, it does one thing, John. It gives more power to Springfield politicians, and it asks us to trust them with the power. And I don't know about you. I don't trust Springfield
politicians. I don't either, Tony. But I don't either. But this amendment does not give them the right to tax my retirement income. Isn't that correct?
So we know that this does create and change the tax brackets whenever they want.
Yep.
So this creates that opportunity for them. And here's something I just have to point this out. It's really important to remember that it was the state treasurer that brought up the connection between graduated income and retiree taxes, not us. So this goes back to trust. And I don't trust them. They don't deserve our trust. And it isn't dealing with the primary issue, which is the spending.
If
you
my
know,
retirement,
as a small business owner, I'm scared.
No, hold on. If my retirement income gets me over that $250,000 threshold, there's a bill awaiting, and if it's $250,000, you might pay more. You will pay more if this amendment passes. But if my retirement income gets me over that finish line, that would not be calculated. They would not calculate my, this is what they told me yesterday, Tony, they would not take my retirement income and calculate that into my my taxable income to pay the tax. And I'll just finish this thought and I'll let you talk all day long. And beyond that, people like Eric Zorn say, look, retirement or otherwise, if you're getting $250,000 of taxable, not gross income, then maybe you should be paying a tax on it anyway. Your witness.
Yeah, so I do believe that this is how the conversation gets so muddled, is because, remember, we're not talking about any specific economic brackets. Those brackets, they can change the day after the vote. What we are talking about and what the gentleman was talking to you about was trust. You're needing to trust that they'll do the right thing with this new power. We cannot trust Springfield politicians that time and time again have destroyed that trust.
I'm going to pause right here and then take some phone calls. So we did a version of this with the other side yesterday. This is Tony Duncan, member of the coalition to stop the proposed tax hike. He doesn't call it a fair tax. You've got a question, 312-981-7200. This is WGN. Tony, before we take any calls, any last thing you want to say just to make sure you make your point as best you can?
Thank you so much, John. I just want to point out that higher taxes equal outward migration of our residents. And, you know, this is really going to affect small business owners. I mean, we're really going to get hurt. The cost of goods are going up. We would have the second highest corporate tax rate in the country, you know, and, you know, large employers are going to leave, John, and that means jobs and wages, you know, and those billionaires in our state, they can leave whenever they want. And
why?
Then who's going to pay the difference?
Why are they going to leave? If you've made $250,000 and now on the $251,000, you have to pay 3% more, right? 3 cents more on the dollar on money you have as income after $250,000. If I'm doing that well in Chicago, I'm going to leave because it goes up to 8%? Is that what you're telling me is going to happen?
So, John, what I'm telling you is that we're talking about two different things. So you're talking about something that involves us trusting the politician, and that is that the numbers are going to stay, the brackets are going to stay, the percentages are going to stay. I'm talking about what we're actually voting for, John, and that is a graduated system that opens up the opportunity for them to have power that they have never shown the ability to manage well. This power allows them to set those brackets, to set those rates, however they want, whenever they want. And that I cannot trust them with.
You know, and another point that I'll just make, because we made it yesterday after our guests left, they can do that on more than income. They can graduate the rates on a whole host of things. The original legislation had a line in there that said they'll only graduate the rates up and down on income taxes, but that got struck. So presumably they could do it on anything that the state wants to charge, maybe including retirement income. Is that your read on it also, Tony?
So, John, thank you so much, because I'm not allowed to talk about too many different things at once. So I'm glad you brought it up. Yes, very much yes.
All right, here's some phone calls. David, you're on WGN. Dave, what's your question or comment for our guest? Hi.
John, my name is David, and I'm 82 and retired. And during my working years, I put money away so I would have money in my cachet. to invest that money and earn dividends and interest to live on. Now, what I understand is that they're saying they're not going to tax money from retirement. That doesn't make any sense because we take it in interest and dividends to get that money. And right then and there is that the fact that those will be charged.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. What is quote-unquote retirement? If it's interest and dividends from your assets, then does that get taxed? Tony, do you have a comment on that?
Well, first, David, I will say this to you. Thank you so much for jumping on. David, this is really not about the amount of money that they said is the requirement before they start taxing. This that we're voting on is the ability to go from a flat tax to a graduated tax, which means everything else from that point, David, is based on them wanting us to trust them.
I got the trust message. No, hold on. I got the trust message. Yeah. But if I'm living off of interest and dividends from my investments, then would this enable them to tax that?
It's a very good question. You know, I'm not a financial guy. I am a small business guy. What I can tell you is the ambiguity and how broad those ambiguous terms are written in. It opens the floodgates for a lot of these different issues.
David,
I don't know
for the call.
Specifically, though.
I will get an answer to that tomorrow, and maybe you'll help me off the air, Tony. Somebody else said, John, I feel that Tony's fear-mongering. UIC did a study and found that other states that did this fair tax saw none of this, the outward migration or the lowering of the rates to tax people in middle income brackets. That just has not happened, Tony.
So, John, nobody needs to fear mongrel when you have an exodus like we do right now, when you have Illinois residents already paying some of the highest taxes there are in gas, property. I mean, we're the second highest tax rates in the country. So this is not about fear. Where's fear? It's happening right as we speak.
Let's talk to John on line two.
We already have an issue.
John, you're on WGN. Go ahead, John. Hi, John. John the farmer, are you there?
I'm John. Don the farmer.
Hi, Don. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm wholeheartedly really impressed with Tony's presentation. He's very thorough on what he says. I'm a farmer, and I live in the suburb about here in Rochelle, and we're voting on an amendment to the Illinois Section 3 Constitution, which lets them set tax rates on all brackets, like Tony said. They can come back and tax every bracket different. We have a flat tax now, and they're going to go to a progressive tax, which will not solve any of their financial problems. The taxpayers that should not have to bail out the lawmakers with the mess they created.
All right, John, thanks for the phone call. I'm going to go from you to, I think Maria is next. Maria, you're on WGN. Go ahead, Maria.
Yes, the legislature has done nothing about reducing the number of agencies that we have in the state. And also for the pension plans, they have done nothing to change any of that. And so they're going to tax us more and more because until they do those things, they have not shown to me that they are able to do that. And why are we voting the same people back every year?
Boy, that's a good question, Maria. Thank you for the call. And Linda, what did you want to say? You're on WGN. Hi, Linda.
Yes, hi. I'm a federal government retiree. And I agree with Tony. I feel that the state has been totally irresponsible. Governor Rauner was the only one that tried to get the state house in order, and he was never allowed to do what he should have done or could have done. And I do not get automatic cost of living increases in my pension, okay? The state, the teachers, the firemen, and the policemen get an automatic 3% increase in their pensions every year. That is outrageous. No one gets a 3% increase in their pension.
They do, because the state made a deal with them that we can't keep, and now we're trying to figure out how to fix it. That's why we're having this conversation. Okay, we're out of time. Tony, last thought from you before I just hang up on you, sir.
Thank you so much, John. I just want to first off thank John, Linda, and Maria for their comments. I just want to remind everybody that you cannot compare Illinois to other states because we already have some of the highest taxes in this country. You know, and everyone listening, I just want to ask you a question. Do you know someone who has already left this state? This isn't fear-mongering. This is real. And they try to act like it's not real because they don't want people to understand how real it already is.
Tony Duncan is a member of the Coalition to Stop the Proposed Tax Hike. Okay, so yesterday at this time, we had your opponents, if you will, on. Tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour or 10 o'clock hour, LF, be listening after 10 o'clock tomorrow. In the 11 o'clock hour, tomorrow we'll solve some of these issues and we'll give everybody one last chance. Tony, thanks for your time today.
Thank you, John.
Take care. You betcha. You too, sir.